changes in your status in terms of contact or anything like that?
Yeah, I was cleared to do contact today, so see how that goes. You know, no real timetable, but it's a good step, and hopefully can keep some of the momentum here and get out there soon.
So, how close did you come to that last year before the playoffs in advance of that Tampa series?
I wasn't symptom-free, so I guess not close at all.
Never even came close to this level then?
No.
By this time of the calendar?
No.
How long has it been since you've been symptom-free?
A few days now, so, yeah, that's good, but obviously, I've been through this before, and contact is the big step, so nice to be symptom-free, but, it's not, I guess it's not as fulfilling until you get out there, so I just want to make sure that take the right steps here, and hopefully, like I said, can be back out there soon.
Do the symptoms mostly remain still, the motion?
I don't have any symptoms right now, so...
At the tail end of them?
No.
It never got back?
No, it was headaches, yeah, okay. So...
So the motion hasn't been an issue for a while?
No, not really. No. It's been pretty good. So I've been able to exert really hard. It was more just the headache stuff. So, and like I said, I've been symptom free for a few days. So
how much time would you need in your mind to be ready for something? It's obviously grueling as a Stanley Cup playoffs.
As far as from a conditioning point of view, or just being
out in the game.
I mean, I don't. The only way you're going to adapt to that is being in games. I mean, you can do as much practicing as you want and exertion and all that stuff. I mean, I've pushed myself as hard as I can practice-wise. So, like I said, the contact is the big step and making sure I get through that symptom-free. And then, once I can do that for a few days, I just want to jump into games. So, the best way to kind of get used to that stuff is to be in games. So, really, the sooner the better for that.
Sid, do you feel any differently now than you did when you came back the first time earlier this season? Does this feel any differently coming back to where you are for contact, or is it exactly the same?
It's the same. I mean, either you're symptom-free or you're not. So, I've been symptom-free the last few days, so basically kind of the same progression as last time.
You go through a thing where, I mean, you're symptom-free for a while, and I guess in the past you've said that all of a sudden you think you're okay, and then boom, something happens. Do you kind of wait for something like that in the back of your mind, or how does that work?
No, I don't think you can wait for it. I mean, I think you take advantage of the days where you don't have symptoms and, try to just approach those as regular days, do what you normally do, and if you can get through those, great. If not, then... you do what you have to do to kind of get back to those days, but it's not always something that's in your control, so you can't let it bother you. You've got to do the same things to get ready and to help yourself and hope that you get the results.
Sid, are you saying that if you get through a matter of days without any setbacks that you could play? I mean, could you be playing within days as opposed to weeks or months or years?
Well, I'm going to give myself, days for sure of contact, so if you look at our schedule, I don't know, we have two more practices I think this week, so no sooner than Sunday I would say, but I'm not going to sit here and put a date on it. It'd be total guesswork, so I just want to make sure that I get through these days fine, and that'll be a great decision to have to make. I'm hoping I get to that point.
Since last week spoke to you, and since you've now gone symptom free for a while, what has changed, if at all, in your treatment, and has any of it been related to the discovery of the neck issues from before?
I think the neck stuff certainly helped. Like I said, with this stuff, it's always kind of trial and error, and there's no specific treatment that everybody knows is going to work, but you try to do what's related to what you feel, and I definitely felt like I saw some improvement with working on my neck and getting that loose. Was it everything? I don't know, but it certainly helped, so that's something that I'll continue to do and stay on.
When you say loose, was there some tightening in your neck muscles over time? Is that one of the things they might have figured out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was, there was a lot of tightness, so...
That's almost like an eye-opener. You don't I mean, you kind of know it's there, but you don't realize how bad it is until you're...
Yeah, I mean, it's like a concussion, you know, until you feel better. You know, you feel like you're good, and then once you do get better, you realize what better is and kind of what normal is. So, you know, it's just one of those things when you get used to having things for so long, you know, you forget what normal is. So, feel like normal has been a lot more regular here often. So I think that's something that I've been happy with.
So how heartening has it been for you to see how the team has played, particularly the top line, over the last
Yeah, they've been unbelievable, and I think every shift they've created something. And when you look at their line, they really do have a perfect mix of guys there to create stuff every shift. And you know, they really carry the load. I think depth is a big part of our group, but they've led the way with the way they've played. And you know, they're a tough line to stop. I really think that, you know, when they're going like that, it doesn't matter who they're playing, they're going to create stuff. So you know, that's a dangerous combination for teams to play against.
Did you get any significant contact out there today? Or was it just kind of
pretty good?
Bumping?
No, it was pretty good. I mean, it was a decent amount. I don't think you're ever going to get what you're going to get in a game. I mean, there's the odd time in practice where, you know, that may happen, but as far as, you know, getting an elbow to the head or shoulder to the face or something like that, it's not really going to happen in practice. So you know, you just want to make sure that you go through all the right steps to prepare for a game, and then when a game comes, hopefully everything goes good.
How do you feel emotionally? I mean, excited or just trying to keep an even keel?
Yeah, I think just I know what I have to do to get ready, and kind of gone through this once already this year, so know what to expect, know how to prepare for it, but more just, like I said, just trying to focus on what I have to do to get back and making sure when I do get back that I'm ready. I mean, to jump in and, you know, this time of year would be definitely a big step considering how much hockey that I've missed, but you know, I know that if I prepare myself the right way, I give myself the best chance to contribute when I do come back. So I'm just trying to make sure that I do all those things.
So what kind of a reaction do you get from your teammates?
A lot of bumps, yeah. As soon as they knew that I could get hit, I was getting a lot of bumps out there, so not even in drills. So the lineup was a dangerous place to be today. So it's fun to be out there with them, and hopefully it's a regular occurrence.
Talk to Letang at all
since
he got his latest concussion. What was your reaction to seeing that?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to him pretty much every day, so sure he's tired of me asking how he feels, but you know, just, you know, trying to be there supportive. I know what he's going through, so I think he's had a great attitude about it. Like I said, guys who have gone through this, I think you get to learn what's important, what you need, and how you treat it. So he knows his body well, and I'm sure he knows what he's got to do to get back, and it's just hopefully a matter of time, and he'll be back out there with us.
So you're asking him like everybody's asking you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's annoyed. It's hard not to, you know. You care about how guys are doing, and, you know, it's not something where you're prying. You're not asking 15 questions, but, you know, you ask how he's doing each day and hopefully see an improvement. So I think it's just guys caring and trying to be there to support one another.